Simon. We did this. All right, we're on page 173, the end of Simon Kuf Pei Beis. Right, so the last thing we did, so we started Beis, started Gimel, right, that you can't have pugim wine. And then we said, we'll start again, Gimel again. Pugim, so back on 172. Pugim means that you have made the cup a little, tainted. Yes, it's a good word.
So it's not a problem with the fluid, it's a problem with the cup.
No, it's a problem with the liquid inside.
Speaking of which, why is there no washing station upstairs, women's section, lobby, when they walk out of the bathroom? They don't need to wash before they go back into shul?
Well, they do have a sink, a cup there. We washed my machron there today.
Where's the sink?
In the bathroom.
Talking about the second floor.
Yeah.
But the women's bathrooms usually have a divide. They usually have like a door. It's not like a men's bathroom with a sink.
I don't remember. I think every man who walked in there was very uncomfortable. So staring, looking around. So just washed at the sink.
So you can wash.
Well, the rabbi went in first. Everyone just followed him.
Okay.
Why? That's why the other sinks available.
What?
Why was that the only sink available?
Well, we washed downstairs to go upstairs originally. Uh-huh. Question is going downstairs to wash my machronim. So that's the rabbi.
That's not that I was curious because he just brought it up. Like everyone went inside the women's bathroom.
It's more than 22 steps.
That's right. That must have been the cheshbon. Okay, tzarach shleyeh pugim, right? We said that the wine should not be pugim. Shim shas mimenu pugamo, right? That if you drank from it, it becomes pugim. Hold on. All right, I'm doing Mishnah Berurah now, so. Okay, bye. Aval im shafach mimenu lesoch yado, but if instead of pouring the wine, drinking from the cup, you pour a little bit into your hand, oh clear, into another cup, and bekachlum, that doesn't make it pugim. Right? Pugim just means you drink from the cup. If you drink from a bigger container, still makes it pugim. But if you drink from a big barrel, ain't lahak, but maybe that's not a problem. And yesh mishem shafil mayim pegumim, pesulim limzoik bohem kosher bracha. That even if you have, if you're doing mezigas hakos, and you are pogum, and the water is pogum, and someone drinks from that water, you shouldn't use it to mix with the wine. Okay, so let's go back to Yudzayim, pogumo. So when you've tainted the wine, v'ein aroy o levar chalav berach samozim, it's not appropriate to use it for benching. In the Kiddush Avdol, same is true for any kosher bracha. Right, just even drinking a little bit is enough to make it tainted. And he says, l'soch yado, right, you pour it into your hand. Let's say you stuck your finger inside of it. So that's not going to make a pugim either, right?
That isn't?
No.
I thought that was a problem with taking wine and sticking your finger in it.
No, that's not a problem. That's just drinking from the cup. I told you when I was watching Brissom years ago, I was thinking okay, they take the little cotton, they stick it into the cup, and they put it in the baby's mouth. So fine, I'm not bothered by that. But then they take it back and put it back into the cup again, and put it back into the baby's mouth. So doesn't that make it pugim? The answer is no. It's only when you drink from it, and we'll see why.
I guess in Pesach time we have that thing, right? We just took a finger in too. So that
now, not everybody does that. Some people just actually tilt the cup. But we, the minig of spoon, that's only really for yekis maybe. We don't use spoons. Right? Either you tilt the cup, which is most, but most people just stick their finger in. Right?
So then, but then you refill it.
But it depends how much came out. Like by us, usually if you're going to spill a little bit out, but we don't really have that much.
It's not a problem.
You don't notice that it's any.
So what is that? So the problem of making a pogum is somebody drinking out of it?
No, it's not covered for the bracha. It's not covered.
No, but what causes the big pogum?
Right, someone drinking from that coast. Now he says that dafkim shasim epipagomo, only if you drink from your mouth. And he, it's interesting, he brings down here that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that even if you just pour it into your mouth, even if it doesn't touch your mouth, that's considered pugim, that kos. Okay, I don't know that everybody would agree with that. Some say drinking from a straw, would make a pogum, right? So again, I don't know if everybody agrees with all those distinctions that without mamish drinking from the coast, but we'll see. One of the reasons that people don't get so bent out of shape is very easy to fix. It's very easy to fix, so therefore...
Was any time you sang a bracha on it?
Any time it's a kosher bracha, yes.
Like kosher bracha?
Yes.
And I just want to take a cup of wine.
No, it doesn't make... That won't make
it's
a difference.
It's only... I thought it was for Kiddush too. Or
no, Kiddush is a kosher bracha. Kiddush, Havdalah, Bris, wedding. Okay. So he says, Ein b'kach klum, if you didn't actually drink from it, v'hushal shafach alamat bin shadayin shem moli alav. Again, I'm not sure what you're doing here, but he pours a little bit off. And you still want to use that kos for something, so it has to be full still.
What about our kosis? Don't we say kiddush? Isn't one of the brachas, don't we say kori pri gafan on that song?
Yeah. So where's your pogum part?
We've already drank out the kos.
Right, so we'll get to that today.
Well, you refill it.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, you refill it right there.
Right, you're refilling it, so anytime you pour new wine into there, you're considered fixing up the kos.
So that's all it takes?
Yes. And that's why if someone drinks from a straw, someone pours it into mouth, just put a little wine in there and you're okay. So he says, but you have to make sure that if you pour some stuff off of it, you know, the kos is still full. Or you go pour it into a smaller kos where it becomes full. This was the methodology back in the day if your kos was a little short. Right? Let's say you have a little bit of wine left. And it just comes yay big, yay short of filling up the kos. So back in the day, they tell you go put some breadcrumbs in there to fill it up, to displace some of the wine, right? But that makes the breadcrumbs disgusting. It ultimately makes the wine disgusting. Today, we tell you to put an ice cube in there, right, to fill it up. Okay? Again, you have to have the proper shear in there. You have to have a revius. But you have separate requirements. Make sure your kos is mole, and that's how you can do that.
So what's it? Did we talk about the ice cube thing?
No.
We spoke about the ice cube thing?
Certainly 5 years ago.
Oh, maybe that's
one. Or 4 years ago and 3 years ago. Right? Okay, so then he says, Shane certainly has molly cool me. It doesn't have to be full of wine, it just has to be that the wine, you know, that it looks like the wine is filling up the coast. He died bervias, actually a coast, chaser, clame, right? The coast shouldn't look like it's missing anything. And you have a revius. Right. Now we'll see later on though. Let's say you don't have that and you know, you want to make kiddush and you don't have enough wine. You have a revius but not enough to fill up the kos and you have no other kosos. Right? So bidyeva, that's okay also. Okay, so chav have pugum. Right? We said you drink from a small pitcher, small barrel, it's pugum. Right? Even if you've taken the wine from that small barrel and moved it to another place. The wine is pugum, and everywhere it goes is pugum until you rectify it. And then he says, but a big barrel ain't lahakbit, that maybe you can't be pugum, a big barrel, there's so much wine there. But he says, yesh mechmer enaf bazeh, yesh lochshvim lechant chilesh, lo niach lishvil mipi barza mechavis gadola. Person should not drink from a... You know, he says, even from the spout. So we consider that like you've drank directly from the wine. So that would be the idea where the... If drinking from a spout caused the problem, then drinking from a straw would cause a problem. And psulim limzog, and the water has to be not pugum. Lechor amayla, I'm reading kama kama batal, kama basefe. We'll see. Why don't we say that a little bit of the water, every drop of water you put in there becomes a, you know, you're trying to dilute the wine with, becomes a batal. So therefore, even if it isn't, even if the water is mazug, it should make a difference. He says, after the mayri shayayin chai, it's really, we'll call it raw wine, but it's really, you know, undrinkable. It's so strong. The EF Shalisha's Blimaziga, Lakachlo Bottle, right? You can't say the water is bottle. The water is essential to drink this wine. Okay, so here he is. So he established the idea of Yayin Pagum. Right? Now, let's go to Dal. Imhaya Kosos Hamasubin Pagumim. Sarach Losos Mikos HaBracha Lesochem. So let's say he's making Kiddush, and one of these deals where everyone is already drinking in the afternoon, and they have their kos filled with wine, they already drank from it. Everybody has a wine cup in front of him that's already pugum. And he is, so Yisarech Losos Mikos HaBracha Lesochem. Right? So even though when he makes his Bayi Pri HaGafen, they can have in mind the wine that's in their kos, but ideally they should not be making, you know, making Kiddush or whatever. On here is, you know, on Birchas Hamazon, right? You should not be doing it on Pogrom Coast, so therefore they should pour a little bit of wine right into it before they drink it. Right? Okay, so let's see what he says in Chav Gimel. So I'm benching on the coast at the end of the meal. Everybody's got a coast there, and they have their coast that they use for the meal. And therefore, they're going to have their after-dinner drink. But they had already drank from that coast. So they should pour a little bit from his wine into each of their kosos. Kodim shiyishtev yisak and pigimasam. So that each of them can drink from a kos that's in a pogum, even though they're not the ones making the bayer priag often, right? Mikra adin, right? Mitzvah min hamufcher that they should go ahead and not drink the kos shel bracha, so to speak, from a pogum kos. And he says mikos habracha. He says v'im rak mevarach vad ochis kos biyal. Even let's say he's the only guy holding a kos. Av shasam esubim balkarchem tom mikos pogum ach shasahu. And they're going to drink from his coast, and his coast is pogum. Lo ech baslan, we don't care. Kivin de mitchilo hayakos shalem, mikulo kechad chashivi. Since his coast was shalem, he drank from it, it was okay, and they're just sort of drinking from his coast, and we don't view the coast as pogum. Now, the general assumption for most poskim is that if the coast is, right, everyone's drinking from the same coast. Lorenzo, when you go to your in-law's house, they all pass around the coast. Right, Svartim are very big into that. I don't know which Svartim.
Maybe they drink from the same.
That they will. The father makes the bayer priag often, and he just passes the kos around to everybody.
Well, the kos of my in-laws looks like a saucer. It's about this high and this wide.
Uh-huh.
It's a family heirloom. It came down, and my understanding is they used it. They thought it was they didn't realize it was a kos, and for several years they used it to hold the kos because it doesn't look like a kos. So it's like this thin. So you hold out your fingertips like
and
this.
And what changed?
I don't know. Someone found out or something that it's the kos or something.
Okay.
So I'm told.
Bottom line, stay away from.
But yeah, the Lorenzo. They pass it around. People do pass it.
Well, it's kind of hard to pass that thing around.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, now. Right, so, but most people assume that, okay, you drink from the same coast. But what about everybody's got an empty cup in front of them, and I pour a little bit into each coast? Most poskim will tell you that's a pogum problem. You're not drinking from my coast anymore.
How's that different than this case?
Everyone's drinking from the same coast. Not that I'm pouring into a different glass, and now you're drinking from your glass, drinking pogum wine.
But it is no different.
What?
It is no different. If you take a sip and then pour it into the other cups.
According to most poskim, it's pogum.
Right.
Right?
Why?
Even though they drink even though they drink directly from the cup, it's not pogum.
Oh.
Right? If I pass around the coast, everybody and they drink, it's not a problem.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But if I pour into their cup, it's a problem. However, he brings down here, and I'm a little surprised he doesn't bring anybody else, but he brings down from Shlomo Zalman, he feels that it's not a problem.
What's the case of Chav Gimel that's... How's that different than what you just explained?
No, in Chav Gimel is that they have a pogum kos in front of them. I mean, if they drink, their kos inherently pogum because they drink during the meal.
Okay.
So you need to rectify by pouring some clean wine into it.
Not that I
so the assumption is that you poured the wine before you drank from it.
Okay, now you're talking about it.
Right. Got it. Here he's talking about you drink the wine and you pass around. We will tell everybody, you know, either pour off a little bit for yourself, right, or pour off for everybody else. Right, and then drink the kos, but don't drink and then start pouring off, right? But he does bring down here with no arguing, but that's not.
See, I was somewhat of a hefsek to be taking pouring off and then drinking it.
Okay, whatever. But again, you're doing it for pogum purposes.
So that's the reason that people do it that way.
Yeah.
What about kos mala?
What?
Kos mala, I think you're supposed to drink from.
You know, well, you have to drink from a kos that has a revius, so you should pour off a revius.
We don't learn that you're supposed to drink from kokos.
No. No, we'll get to all that. One step at a time. So anyway, but he says there's someone else says it's okay if I just pour into everybody's, and this would be relevant for Kiddush, everyone pours into from my cup that I was pugging, they pour into their cup. Right? He says it's okay.
What if I pour from my cup into my own glass and then into the other glass and drink from that?
And drink from the coast.
No, drink from...
Which one are you drinking from?
My glass.
And where are you pouring them from?
From the coast.
From the coast, yeah. So that's fine. You're, again, there's the wine. According to most poskim, the wine that you are passing to them should not have been drunk from. Unless they're going to drink from the actual coast.
It's not preferable to drink from the coast, though, too? Is there any...
So, you can do that in certain families. You can't do that
I mean, like doing what Devin says, but just you drink, you pour
glass. You mean for the balabais to drink from the coast?
Well, I have a little pouring thing, right? So I...
But you pour it into the thing and it goes...
I pour a little bit into the pouring thing.
Right.
It's already filled with grape juice.
Right.
Whatever, and then I use the pouring thing for everybody else and I drink the cup.
Yeah, fine.
And then, right.
So okay.
That works.
Is that preferable? We haven't seen that's preferable or not. We'll see the details about the drinking.
Okay.
Right now we're just dealing with not giving anyone a pugum coast to drink from. Right. Okay. V'yesh misha omer, and then there are those who say that you don't have to worry about it for other people. And he says the sfirli lo kapdina coast pugum ala mavarch lo masubin. Only the guy who makes the bracha, it's a concern. V'ayin lekaman rasul mit sham sos mechabek svar rishona. Over there he comes out that we are concerned about. Pugum for the other people, right? So we are concerned per Kiddush to make sure they're not drinking from a pugum kos. Okay, hey, im hefzer yayin shall kos pugum lekankan. Now let's say you have your wine that you drank from, and you pour it back into the bottle. So what's the story? Yayin shem kankan kosher mishum dekama kama bottle, right? The wine, even though it's pugum wine, it's going to be bottle in your wine bottle when you pour it back into it. But he says, look in Chav Zayin, "Bedavka b'di'evid." Because it's not rectifying your wine. What you're doing is being mavatal your pugum wine. We don't like being mavatal things if we don't have to. Most of what you should do is you pour if you drank from the coast, right? Pour a little bit of wine back into the coast, and then you can pour it back into the bottle, because then you're pouring mesukin, rectified wine. V'achach shofnos alakankan. But he says if you do it the other way, you pour it in, he says it'll be batal, the pugum wine, because as long as you have more wine, you know, good wine in the bottle, right, then it's okay.
I still remember, like, one of this was from people used to take some water, put it
yeah,
something
in
the sack.
Yeah,
what is it?
That's a different thing. We're not up to that yet.
Yeah. They put it back in the bottle? What is it? What do they do again?
No. Well, they put some water when they start. They may put some water back in when they end for this pugum stuff.
When they start, right before they pour it into the vein, they put a little bit of water that they rinse their cup out with, they pour it into the bottle.
Right.
And then they go ahead and pour the water.
Yeah, so it's just dealing. It's a lot of it's pugum issues, but we'll deal with that. Okay.
Somebody chassidish in the Chavurah, who can give us a
perspective. Yeah, we've never had a real Sephardi, and we've never had a... We've never had a Hasidish guy. Trying to recruit a Hasidish guy in Pesach is very hard. a real Sephardi in Pesach is also not so easy, because they may not be so tempted to learn straight Mishnah Berurah, since a third of it is not Nogeh. And the Yeki guy, that's a possibility, and they'll just reject anything Kabbalistic. But we're doing that for them, as you guys have heard.
I think my cousin, who is Jaime Gluck's uncle, did what you were saying with the water.
That makes sense. He's Hamish.
Hamish, yeah.
Right? What did he do?
I don't know. He did. I can't remember if... I don't remember pouring the water back into the wine, but I remember he had, like, water, I think, in the coast.
No, so there is a thing about rinsing out your coast and having a little water there. But, again, we'll see to that when we get to Mezigas HaKos. Okay. Chav Vav. Vav. So this is the basic thing. If you want to, if you have a pugum kos, just put in a little bit of wine. Even if you just add some water, that's sufficient. So he says in Chav Tes, Yechol Nesakin, the Inyan pugum and a pasul mamish, right? It's not that the wine is totally disqualified for Kiddush. El pegam, it's a taint. Be'alma mishum shasim en amad, because you drank from it. L'kaf k'shechozer mosul am nasim esukim be'kaf. So therefore, it's no longer tainted because you refreshened it. And he says, even water, ma'im edav k'sheyayin chazik, assuming the wine is strong enough that the water won't dilute it. She'enem eskav v'ideh maziga v'lav dafka ma'im wood v'mishar mashkin. You can be misakin it with grape juice, you can misakin it with, you know, apple juice, whatever you want. As long as you don't dilute it from being wine. And then he said it would be miskan, it would be healed. Again, we don't want you using pugum water or a pugum other beverage. So shasta mehem, right? It has to be undrunk from. Right? We already said that doesn't work. Right? That the water is also a problem if you mix it in. Can't be pugum, right? So, okay, whatever you're fixing it with should be fully, non-pugum. And then he says, again, if you don't have anything else, so you can make a bracha on a kos pugum. Now, he says, look in Lama Beis, you don't have any other kos. You have nothing else to fix it up with, which means you don't have any liquid at all in your house. So maybe it's better to not use a kos, right? And again, we're talking about benching here. Not use a kos instead of using a pugum kos. You should avoid using a pugum kos. But if you have no choice, so you have no choice. And kasvachron de kishitzarach levarach al kos pugum. So let's say you only have a kos pugum. So imyesh lo kos katan hamachzik revius. And again, the classic case is you had a kos for kiddush by Shabbos day, and you have some wine left, and you have enough wine to bench, but your wine is pugum. You drank from the kos. So now you want to use that kos to bench with. So he says, look, the pugum is, okay, b'dieved, it will work. But let's say you have a smaller kos that will hold the revius. So hamachzik revius, so yishpach me'agad l'socho. So pour into there, so at least now it doesn't look so bad because you're using a different kos. Even though the wine is tainted, but it looks a little bit better. Right? Da'i deiz enay misakna b'gimah k'tas.
So that's okay or not okay?
Again, we're talking in a very b'dieved world. Right, where you have wine. Nothing. What?
You said you can add wine, correct it.
Yeah, but you have nothing. We're talking, we have nothing.
Afghanistan.
This is Afghanistan, right? Afghanistan. That was.
So you got two problems. One is the wine you've been drawing from, and two is the coast is not full.
Well, that's a separate problem, right?
You use the ice cube to fill up that.
That's a separate problem, right?
Afghanistan.
No,
you're not in Afghanistan.
What?
You
got
ice cubes in Afghanistan.
Yeah, no, there's nothing. Right? You can put in dirt, I guess. You can put in someone's kefir.
Turkish cook.
You put in ice, and the coast is now full. But the wine was powdered, right?
Right.
Although some of the ice presumably will melt.
Right. So it's an interesting question whether ice could cure a pugum or not. Since it's not, it may not, unless you wait a little bit. I don't know. Good question. Okay.
One second. If you have the wine, do you have to, and it's pugum, do you have to add wine to it, or if you add water to it?
We just said you can add anything as long as you don't add too much, it's going to take away its din of wine.
But that's b'dieved?
No, anything, you add anything, that's fine. I mean, our wines, generally, if you're taking a regular bottle of 14% wine, there's a decent amount of wiggle room. If you're using Concord Cal, you don't have a lot of wiggle room. Okay. Yesh misaknin hapagima idein the sinus pirapas. So some say you put in a bread. Right? So again, ice cubes is one step better. If bread worked, then sure an ice cube would work. But bread doesn't work. We don't pass and bread works. Now let's say the problem is you don't have enough wine there. Right? You have a revius, you just don't have a full kos. So then, lekuliyama mahani amila fedei pas. Then you can throw in bread, and you can throw in ice cubes. V'davka bechaticha achas. But that's assuming you're only putting one piece of bread. Right. If you look at a kos that's filled with bread, it looks kind of repulsive, and we don't do mitzvahs that way. So if I have your whole kos, it's gonna look kind of gross. Not gonna touch the bread anymore.
No, but you have to eat it as part of the kiddush? You drink it and eat it?
You don't have to eat it. You have to make hamotzi on it, maybe. Okay, simen kuf pei gimel, hamavarach echis nag bekoshel berachas hamazon. Now, so we dealt with the actual kos, v'yud beis ifim. Right now we'll talk about the actual, process. So he says, an alav koshel bracha ton hadacha mebefnim ushtifa mebechutz. A kos shel bracha needs to be washed on the inside and rinsed on the outside. But if it is totally clean, you don't need to do this. Now he says in Alafton Hadacho Adinim Kincho Bemapo Shu Noki Deshari, whatever, it's clean. Totally clean coast. And he says, if you don't have anything in there, no leftover wine, right, Beish, you are Yayin. She shower about pass, right, where you suck bread in there or whatever. It's a totally clean coast. Even if you don't see breadcrumbs, but if it's a little used, you should clean it out, unless it is totally clean. And therefore, technically, if you go ahead and you have a coast that you clean after Shabbos, and now you're taking it out for next Friday Kiddush, you don't need to rinse it out. There's a Kabbalistic thing to rinse it out, and that's sort of the thing that Dovi was referring to, which is why you put a little wine, water in the cup.
Yeah,
right? That's a Kabbalistic thing, right? But rinsing out a clean cup, Iker HaDin, there's no requirement to do that.
Is it like Rachamim or something with the water?
I know that they do that.
It's Kabbalistic.
Yeah.
You have to do
everything with Kabbalistic has to do with Rachamim and Din.
You have to go over 40 to do that.
Okay, so... Right, so that's the, you know, but your coast should be clean, right? And they talk about, let's say on Pesach, we'll talk about that when we get the Pesach.
What's the difference between cleaning and rinsing?
There's no...
No, you use the sponge.
No, the inside has to be clean, the outside has to be. It's just the different terms they use, right? The on Pesach, so do you have to rinse out your cup for the second coast? Right, the answer is no, it's left over from the mitzvah, right? There may be an idea for the third coast to clean it out before you bring it back out again. But
maybe it's already started to dry or something.
You know? Huh?
Like if you leave it over, you clear the table at the Friday night, then Shabbos morning, there's a little red ring in
there. You should clean that out.
Right, I know, right. So that's the difference between cleaning, I think, than rinsing, you know, when it's still wet.
Could be. Okay, Beis. Yayin, yitain ayayin lesocho. You put the wine inside of it, chai. So the minig was you put in undiluted wine. Now, all our wine is diluted, so it's not really relevant. Ad shemagila birchas aretz. Then you get to the bracha of Birchas Ha'aretz, right, which is the second bracha, right? V'yaz mozgo, and then you fill it with some water. L'hudiyah shevach aretz, right? Because we're praising wine, or Yisrael is praised with wine. And then he says, V'yeshom dim hayayin eno chazag ein tzarech l'mozgo. If the wine doesn't need dilution, you don't need to do this. V'chein lo kim be'elu ha'aretzos, right? And that is the minig in these lands, right? Our wine does not need anything powerful. Right, doesn't need any water to dilute it. Okay, back to Bay Dalad Mishabura, previous page. Chai, perish kemoshu below mazigi. You put it in undiluted. Avshin roy lishtoso kaf kemoshu. Right, I don't even know if it exists today that you can have wine that is so strong that it's undrinkable. Right, they don't have water today. Right, so they have wine that's so strong, but okay, it used to be that way. So the berachas aretz. So you'd add perish apilus berachas aretz at the beginning of the second bracha. You say Azonas HaKol, and before you'd make a little pause and put some water in the cup. And that would be L'Shevach Aretz, Sheyein L'Chazak, that the land, the wine of the land is strong. Shetzarach L'Moskev B'mayim, right? According to this, it'd only be an Eretz Yisrael. V'yaf Beis Yoshukos B'min Yosem Nogu Olam Limzak B'mat Mayim Avshin Ayein HaChazakim Ayin Shem Hatam. So he says that in his places, they would add a little water, even if the wine was not so strong. So there was an Inyan, probably Kabbalistic, right? So then he says, Ein Tzarech L'Mozgo, right? The Ramah says, our minig is not to do it. Mishum Deroy Lishtos Kemo Shehi. Right? Because it can be drunk without it. Okay.
And so we have to do it in Eretz Yisrael. Just to show you that not that you have to do this in Eretz Yisrael or Eretz Yisrael wine. It's just the point that you're showing that Eretz Yisrael wine is strong.
Yeah, but if you have a California wine.
So the point is to show that
Eretz
Yisrael had strong wine.
Okay. I'm going to try to look up and see what the reason that Beis Yosef brings down to do it still, right? But clearly we don't do it. Our wines don't need Meziga, and it's not our practice. Okay. Lorenzen, 10:20 tomorrow?
Please.